I'll be talking about full duplex MIMO radios today. This is joint work with my advisor, Sachin Kate. So let me start with a refresher. Why has full duplex has been considered as an impossibility? So to see why, let's take a following toy example. Let's say there are two radios, radio 1 on the left and radio 2 on the right, and radio 1 is sending this red signal to radio 2. Now, if at the same time, radio 1 wants to hear this weak green signal from radio 2, it cannot. The reason is, it is its own transmission which acts as a very strong self-interference to this weak green signal which is trying to receive. Hence, it drowns, this red signal drowns out the weak green signal and you can't really receive this one. So it's like you and me trying to hear weak whispers while we are shouting at the top of our lungs. We cannot, and radios cannot either. Hence, full duplex has been assumed to be impossible. So recent work from our group has invalidated this basic assumption. In SICCOM last year, we designed and demonstrated a fully working in-band single antenna full duplex radio using commodity Wi-Fi transceivers. We showed that in practice, we can achieve theoretical doubling of throughput by canceling all the self-interference to the noise floor. This enables the radios to cleanly receive these weak green signals which we were talking in the last slide. So why should we care about full duplex? After all, it just doubles the throughput. Here's a graph which shows average spectral gains over the last decade. It has only doubled. And the curve is flattening because we are running out of new link layer techniques that can provide gains. LTE is getting close to channel limits as well. So what full duplex offer is a step jump, okay, in average spectral efficiency. This is why it has attracted a lot of attention from commercial side, and it's also being considered for a 5G standard. However, if you look, till date, we do not have a very good full duplex MIMO solution. And most of the prior capacity gains we see have come from integrating with MIMO. So for full duplex to be viable into the current networks, it needs to support MIMO and provide the additional required gains as we seek. So in this work, we'll present the design and implementation of first full duplex MIMO radios. These radios achieve ideal performance. That is, they eliminate all the self-interference to the noise and enable a radio to transmit and receive simultaneously on all MIMO antennas. Further, as we'll see later, one of its key features is the low complexity it can achieve. We prototype this design using off-the-shelf Wi-Fi radios and demonstrate experimentally that MIMO full duplex radios can achieve close to theoretical doubling of throughput. So, but is this problem really hard? Why not just use the state of art, the single antenna design, to build a MIMO full duplex? So let's first try to understand what the SISO design, or the single antenna design is also called a SISO design, achieves. Conceptually, full duplex is about canceling self-interference completely. Where is this self-interference coming from? So here, it's coming from the transmitted signal which is going out and getting reflected by a reflector and comes back to the receive chain. We represent this by H. This is environmental reflections, and this forms your self-interference as HT, as shown in this figure. Now, self-interference cancellation systems are trying to achieve an adaptive filter mechanism that can tame themselves so that the filter response H hat here continuously matches this H with environmental changes and continuously subtracts out, and we are left with R plus epsilon here, just the residue. So the prior design implement these cancellation filters in two stages, just to show the prior design's complete entire stack. It implements this cancellation in two stages. One is an analog stage, and other is a digital filtering stage. And they have an auto-tuning algorithm which continuously tries to adapt to this environmentally changing self-interference, and thus achieving maximum self-interference cancellation. So The takeaway is that we know how to design adaptive filters that can very accurately match the environmental reflections and cancel them. So as every filter has its trade-off, these filters also have two key metrics. That's how we define how well they work. First is complexity, which is given by the number of taps a filter needs to closely match a given environmental reflection response. More tap means more cost. You need a larger analog circuit board to implement more analog taps, more DSP logic to implement digital filters. The second metric is interference residue after cancellation. This is related to how well the filter matches the environmental reflection response. This is given by how much the noise floor increases because of the self-interference residue. This directly impacts your throughput because it has direct impact on your reduction of your link SNR. So this table shows the complexity of the single antenna full duplex design and its implication on the right hand side. So for analog, we need somewhere around 12 taps, which approximates to around 6 by 6 inches of board, analog circuit board. And for digital, we need 132 filter taps, which is very costly in terms of it's half, 1/6 of the size of a typical Kintec 7, the latest technology FPGA, which consumes 80 watt. So it's quite expensive in that sense. So as just to summarize, there is a trade-off between complexity and interference residue. And the goal of any design is to minimize the interference residue to the noise floor with the lowest amount of complexity of cancellation filter. So now let's look back at the MIMO full duplex problem. So how is MIMO full duplex different? To visualize this, let's take this three antenna MIMO radio example. And specifically, let's look at the same transmission from first antenna, and then we see a reflection from reflector. We call this as H11 or self-talk. Why self-talk will be clear apparently next. So however, the key difference with MIMO is that when you transmit this signal, it gets reflected back to all other antennas as well. So these we call as crosstalks, and we are represented by H12 and H13 respectively. The same structure applies to the second and third antenna. Just to show for completion, and we keep. So in total, we have total 9 signals to cancel. At every receiver, we have 3 different signals to cancel. Thus, the amount of signals have quadratically increased with the number of antennas. If we go to 4, it would be 16, so on and so forth. And just to show this in more crisp manner, this is how we represent self-talk here on. And this is crosstalk, completing second and third chain. This would form the next parts so that we can refer to this figure continuously and build on this. So in general, with MIMO full duplex, we'll have quadratically more number of signals to cancel with more with increasing number of antennas. Okay, sorry. So why not replicate this SISO design or this cancellation filter we designed, which can estimate any changing environmental reflection response? So here's how we do it, okay? Let's take this example here. The challenge is the quadratic number again. So to see why, let's build the design, SISO replication design. We'll call this as SISO replication design. So let me walk through every interference component and we'll add an inter-cancellation filter for every interference component to cancel it. So let's add H11. For that, we draw a transceiver chain and we added an H11 cancellation filter in there. Same for H22. We added another cancellation filter for second transceiver. Third, now we have H21, the crosstalk. We take the crosstalk. For this, we add another filter from second guy to the first guy to cancel out that, and so on and so forth. So basically, in summary, we'll end up with these 9 cancellation filters. Essentially, if there are M antennas, we'll end up with M square cancellation filters. As it goes for 3 and 4 antennas, it would keep on increasing furthermore. However, there is more fundamental issue than that. Remember that each cancellation filter leaves a small amount of residue after cancellation. With CISO replication, this design, the replication-based design, each replica of cancellation filter would cancel the self-talk and cross-talk and produce its own residue. They will all add up. We can see that in this example, these all cancellation filters would result in 3x increase in the residue at each receive chain. That is a 5 dB decrease or hit in the SNR, link SNR. So cancellation residue, therefore, we can make an assumption that it increases linearly in the linear scale at each receive chain. So what is its impact? Why does it matter that our SNR is getting hit by 5 dB and so on and so forth? So let's conduct this experiment. We implemented a CISO replication-based 3x3 MIMO, and we compared its throughput against a half-duplex 3x3 MIMO radio. So here, this x-axis is gains against the standard half-duplex. So as we would expect with full-duplex, a 2x increase in the capacity. However, we only see 1.35x, which is 35% of median extra throughput gain. And the primary reason of this degradation is the 5 dB decrease in SNR per receive chain, which significantly hurts throughput. So stepping back, what would we ideally want from MIMO full duplex? So here's what our ideal solution we expect from. Cancellation filter complexity should scale linearly. We cannot do better than that. We need at least that many just to cancel the self-talk. Okay. Second, we would like no increase in cancellation residue with increasing number of antennas. The interference residue should be same as the CISO full duplex radio, regardless of how many antennas we use. So then now let me come back to the core technical contribution. And we have, just to add the core technical contribution to this, is first, we have designed a MIMO cancellation filter that has linear complexity in the number of antennas, unlike the CISO replication design, and the complexity does not scale quadratically. Second, the cancellation residue is ideal. That is, it does not degrade with increasing number of antennas and has the same residue as the CISO design, CISO replication basis, same design as basic single antenna full duplex, sorry. So let's get to the first point of how do we start reducing complexity of this. So let me focus on one aspect of this design, which is first the reducing complexity, and I'll just focus on this first antenna transceiver. We'll just look at two chain MIMO right now. And from the perspective of first antenna, what we see is that we have H11 and we have our own cancellation filter, and we need to cancel this crosstalk. Now, here's our key question. Why not use the same self-cancellation filter to cancel the crosstalk that's coming from the neighboring antenna? So basically, we could imagine being able to do so because both the self-talk and the crosstalk are being reflected from same objects in the environment. So their reflection responses are related to each other. The only difference is the slight displacement in their distance and angle of arrival of their different reflections. And self-talk cancellation filter is already doing a lot of work of modeling these responses. So why not reuse it? Just to be, the mathematical representation of this is that if I can write crosstalk as this, a function of self-talk and a cascade function that represent the modification in the response due to those slight displacements in angle and distance. So how can we leverage this relationship? So first, so to measure this cascade function and see whether it's going to give us any gains or not, we conduct a large-scale experiment in dense indoor environment. We collected a large number of measurements for self and crosstalk reflection, and then calculated the transfer H cascade for each one of them. We found that this cascade function is often has a low complexity. That is, it can be implemented using a very low complexity filter. The low complexity structure was deduced via an optimization algorithm But note that this analysis just has to be done for design only, once offline. So now we have this cascade filter. So how should we integrate this with the entire design? So we once again step back to this picture where we have our self-cancellation filter. Now, the idea is that we design a small cascade filter that takes the crosstalk signal copy as input, modifies it according to as needed by each cascade, and then feeds it to the self-cancellation filter. In effect, we are modeling the earlier mathematical relationship that the crosstalk response is given by the product of self-talk cancellation response and the cascade function. Similarly, we do this for the 3-1 as well. So this is how our entire cascade filter looks for like for every chain. But the cascade filters here have very low complexity. For example, here it has C plus D extra taps per receive chain. So total taps we have is N plus C plus D for chain 1. And now, very important fact is that C and D are much, much less than N. And they keep on decreasing as you keep on increasing the chains. So thus, we still remain very close to S, close to N, almost the same complexity as our size of full duplex. Now let's just complete this design for all entire transceiver, just to be for the sake of completion. This is the cascade filter for first, now the second completion, and the third guy. So now the total complexity here is again M times N, which is much, much less than M squared times N, or the size of replication design. Finally, the residue part. Now let's come towards the residue. So the cascaded structure allows us to design a novel joint training algorithm that enables to achieve ideal performance. That is same as degradation as the CISO design, but the CISO single antenna design. Remember that CISO replication design worked poorly because it runs independent cancellation algorithm. Let's see this in example. So here we cancel the first component, self-talk, by a C cancellation, okay? And we are left with E, which is the residue of one cancellation. And we are left with the crosstalk 1, which is S21 and H31. We cancel H21 by using this method, another cancellation. And we have now twice the error. And once we finally cancel everything, we are left with thrice the error. However, if I go to our improved cascade cancellation, we are just left with the residue E. However, this is just because of the joint training we are able to achieve this. In the interest of time, I won't be able to go into details of this. However, if I refer you to read the paper for more details, but I'm happy to take questions on this. So now that wraps up the design of our interference cancellation system. A natural question is, how well does this actually perform? More specifically, is our design robust enough to work with extremely cheap commodity transceiver? To prove this, we built a 3x3 MIMO full duplex radio using $2 off-the-shelf Maxim transceiver, same as the one used by the Warp software radios. We implemented our analog cancellation as shown in the right picture on the right. That plugs in front of the transceiver, commodity transceiver, and we use standard Wi-Fi 5 to evaluate all our throughputs and for 20 megahertz and 20 dBm transmit power for the experiments. So first, does this really work? Are we able to cancel everything to the noise floor? The experiment we conduct are in an indoor noisy office environment with people walking around, and we are transmitting it ISM band using three antenna radio. Here, I'm plotting the spectral diagram of a signal at one of the receive chains after different stages of cancellation. So the black signal is actual interference and includes both self and crosstalk components. The red, orange, and yellow are after self-talk, crosstalk 1, and crosstalk 2 cancellation respectively. As we can see, we nearly see 70 dB of overall cancellation in analog. This is just analog cancellation. The rest of it is eliminated by the digital cancellation as the existing CISO design did. The green signal is this residual self-interference. And look at it, it's very close to the dotted black line, which is the actual noise floor of the typical noise transceiver. And as we can see, there is no significant increase in the noise, the green signal. Therefore, we do not have a significant degradation in overall SNR. Now, this cancellation tunes itself very efficiently in 8 microseconds, and it just needs a retuning after every 60 milliseconds, which is very insignificant in comparison to the previous design. But yeah, so now we come to the second point. Do we have a linear complexity scaling? So let's go over again the same three parameters as we went before: analog cancellation tap, digital cancellation taps, and the tuning time. So yeah, in tuning time, we roughly always see a more than 2x gain for 3 antenna system. If we go to higher number of antennas, 4 or 5, we'll see more towards it getting closer towards the linear complexity as we expect. This translates. Also, there is an important fact to notice. The reduction in the number of taps also reduces your tuning time. The more the number of taps you have, the more the time it takes to tune the number of variables you have. So this kind of proves the linearity of our scaling. Now let's move on to the final. Does it really work? Does it really provide me a throughput scaling, which I kept on arguing? So finally, we conduct the same experiment as we conducted previously for throughput for the SISOR application. We already are showing SISOR application here and our design. And what we observe is we achieve 1.95 times the standard half duplex, thus almost doubling the throughput, 5-layer throughput for the MIMO full duplex, as against to the 35% gain of the SISOR application design. So to conclude, this work designed and implemented a near ideal full duplex MIMO radio. We showed that we can operate full duplex and MIMO concurrently and reap both sets of benefits without requiring more antennas or any more complexity. The techniques we designed are fundamental and have many applications to other problems, such as radio slicing, backscatter imaging. Finally, we now believe that 5-level full duplex issues have been close to resolution. Still, there's a lot of engineering work to be done, but for actual commercial product. And the next set of research challenges are now on the MAC layer implication of having a full duplex radio. Thanks, and I'm happy to take questions.
So I have a couple of questions. So you say that the warp board is low cost, but warp board is way more expensive than your typical Wi-Fi chipset.
More important point is, okay, I think, is there any other question? Yeah?
So I think the reason I ask this question is because warp has the component on a warp board have way more linearity, and it has way more less noise than your typical Wi-Fi chipset you typically buy on your mobile phone or your access point. So where do you see, like, how long is it going to take a full duplex to start working on these very unreliable Wi-Fi radios?
So I think linearity, typically, they decide based on standard. So for example, our Wi-Fi needs 25 dB of max SNR. So they would design till 30, 33 dB. And I believe WAP also has 30 dB of linearity, at least extensive experiments reveal that. WAP is, when I say cheap transceiver, what I mean is that it's the cost of WAP board may be $10,000, but the transceiver they use for transmitting and receiving signals, it's a Maxim chip. If you want, you can buy it on $2, and it's just a lot of integration work has to be done. But I think the point there was more importantly is that when you buy these cheap transceivers, they don't optimize beyond linearity, beyond a certain range. And then you have to cancel a lot of non-linearities, cancel a lot of noise, and you have to do a lot of analog cancellation design work rather than doing something in digital, because if there is something more like a noise, you can't really model in digital. So you have to rely more on analog cancellation. So that's roughly where. Basically, the point is, if you can make it work with certain cheap transceiver, then you can make it work with better transceiver. And for LTE, I think they have very good transceiver if you look at the specs, because there they need very high MCS rates. They have MCS 15 or something like that, which needs very high SNR.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
Good.
Oh, we have another question, sorry.
Yeah.
Let me ask a quick question. And you know, the core trick that you use, which is reusing the single adapter filter across different radius, what are the limitations of it? I mean, you know, does that, I'm guessing, I don't quite know, I'm guessing it's assuming that the three of them are related except for noise.
Oh, okay.
And you're doing some robust optimization or something to figure out what that filter is?
So I think very important fact is that they are placed very close to each other.
Okay.
That is why you are getting that correlation between them. And the second point is that basically when you want to find out these filter, you extensively have to collect a lot of data to find the best optimized filter. So in this filter optimization, you need to even consider the issues for analog circuits in the sense that you are distributing power in analog circuits in certain fashion. If you put, for example, a power divider, you lost their 3 dB by default. So you need to take a lot of these optimization, and first order of optimization is figuring out what crosstalk cascade filter you want to design, and second is how do you design and how do you manage the noise and other issues.
It scales up as long as the antennas are close together, it doesn't matter, it'll
scale
up. So I
think till 3x3 we have been able to verify it's decreasing the complexity of C and D. But I think I presume it would be true for 4x4, but I haven't tried actually so far.
Right, thank you.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
So can you comment on what do you think is the first application you guys are going after for using full duplex to improve throughput?
So I think first question always is you can't really ask everybody, hey, let's buy full duplex and we'll have full duplex communication. The problem is that you have to form a middle ground where you don't violate the standard and you just coexist with the standard somewhere. So right now, I think one other problem I see nice is a relay, which we are trying to execute right now. And that actually would sit within the standard. It would be client for base station, and it would be base station for clients, the existing clients. And it won't be even using any of the extra resources because it's full duplex. So that is a very cool application and does not require a lot of standard modification.
Thanks. Thank you.